Unit 3. Eating and drinking. Task 1. Recipes. Exercise 1.
Welcome to the first in a series of cookery programs in which we ask different cooks to give you their favorite recipes. You will obviously need to have a pen and paper ready to take down these recipes. First, you need to make sure that you know what the various cooking terms mean that we plan to use in these recipes. So here are some definitions of the most commonly used terms that we will use. First of all, to dice vegetables means to cut them into small cubes. To shred means to slice them more finely using a very sharp knife or a coarse grater. You know the sort of appliance you use to grate coffee beans into powder. To sauté usually refers to vegetables, but possibly meat or fish as well. It means to fry quickly in hot fat, such as cooking oil or butter. You have to stir it frequently to prevent it sticking to the pan. Blending is something we often do to soups or sauces or to fruit juices. To blend means to puree or turn to a thick liquid in a liquidizer, which is an electrical appliance for this purpose. To blanch involves plunging food into boiling water, usually very quickly. This is normally done to preserve its natural color, to remove a flavor which is too strong, or to soften the texture of the food. To marinate means to soak food, often meat or fish, in a blend of liquids such as oil, vinegar, or lemon, and seasonings to give it flavor or to make it more tender. And finally, to top and tail refers to vegetables such as beans or radishes, for example. It means to trim them at each end, cutting off the stalks, leaves, roots, and other parts of the plant that you don't want to eat. Now let's get into the recipes for today.
Exercise 2. Cream of Leek Soup.
Our first recipe is from the medal-winning chef Gaston Leclerc, whose delicious dishes you can taste at the Ritz Hotel in London. This is a very simple soup, which Gaston says is suitable for a cold winter day. It's cream of leek soup.
First of all, here are the ingredients. So, get your pen and pencil ready. 2 large leeks, 1 small potato, 1 medium-sized carrot, 1 ounce or 25 grams of butter, 2 pints or 1.2 liters of vegetable stock. This can be made from the water in which you have boiled other vegetables, drained and kept cool in the fridge. Salt and pepper to taste, and finally, 1/4 pint or 142 milliliters of cream. Now, you have all your ingredients ready. We are ready to start cooking.
Exercise 3. First, chop the onion, dice the potato, and shred the leeks into thin strips. Then, melt the butter in a large saucepan and sauté the onions until they are transparent. Then, add the other vegetables and sauté them for a few minutes, stirring occasionally. Add the stock, bring it to the boil, then reduce the heat, cover it with the saucepan lid, and simmer the mixture on a low heat for 20 minutes. Allow it to cool slightly before blending in small amounts of liquidizer. Return it to the saucepan, and add salt and pepper to taste.
Stir in the cream, and reheat to serving temperature without boiling.
Exercise 4. Carrot Cake.
The next recipe was given to us by Kay Cantor, one of the founders of the health food restaurant Cranks. This is one of her favorites, and one of the most popular dishes in a restaurant. It is the ever-popular carrot cake. So, have your pans ready, and here we go with the ingredients. First of all, you need 6 ounces or 175 grams of carrots, 2 eggs, 4 ounces or 100 grams of brown sugar, 3 fluid ounces or 75 milliliters of oil, 4 ounces or 100 grams of wholemeal self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon or 5 milliliters of ground cinnamon, and half a teaspoon or 2.5 milliliters of ground nutmeg, and 2 ounces or 50 grams of desiccated coconut. Now this cake has an icing on top, and where are the ingredients for the orange icing? 1.5 ounces or 40 grams of butter, 3 ounces or 75 grams of brown sugar, grated rind of half an orange, and finally, 1 ounce of 25 grams of chopped walnuts.
Exercise 5.
Now for the recipe. First, grease and line a 7 inch or 18 centimeter square cake tin. Then finely grate the carrots. Whisk the eggs and sugar together until they are thick and creamy. Then whisk in the oil slowly. Then add the remaining ingredients and mix them together to combine evenly. Spoon the mixture into the cake tin. Level the surface and bake in the oven at 190 degrees centigrade for 20 to 25 minutes until it is firm to the touch and golden brown. Cool it on a wire tray. Cream the icing ingredients together. Then spread the orange icing over the cake when it is cold. Well, we hope you enjoy these 2 recipes. We'll give you more delicious dishes next week. So until then, happy eating!
Task 2. Which beer? So, Xiaoyu, this is your first time in Britain. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh yes, of course. And this is my first visit to a British pub.
Ah, well, we must celebrate that. What would you like to drink?
I'd like a beer, please.
Well, as you can see, there are many different types of beer in the pub. So, you'll have to be more specific than that.
But I don't know these makes of beer. We don't have them in China. Can you suggest a good one?
Well, that's a matter of personal taste. And what I like might not be so good for you.
Well, which one do you drink?
I drink bitter.
And is it really bitter?
Yes, it is a little. Foreigners to Britain often don't like it for that reason. It's a medium type of beer. A medium brown color. Sort of like the color of black tea. Oh, and another thing that foreigners don't like. It's served at room temperature, not chilled.
So, it's sort of warm?
Well, that's what non-British people call it. I think you might prefer a lager.
What's that?
It's a light beer. Very light in color. And it's usually served cold.
Yeah, we have in China.
But I see there is ale. What exactly is that?
Well, ale is what the British have traditionally called beer. Then there's also pale ale, which is a light beer, but not quite as light as lager. We also have real ale.
Oh dear, this is getting really confusing. What is real ale?
It's beer that has been brewed in the traditional way, with no artificial chemicals. Just natural ingredients that are used in the modern breweries. It tastes much better, more natural, and it also costs a lot more. It's the drink for someone who really knows his beer and can feel the difference.
Well, that's not for me. I see there's an advert for Guinness. I've heard of that. It's an Irish beer, isn't it?
That's right. But we call it stout.
Why? What's the difference between stout and beer?
Stout is almost black in color. and it's very thick. The head, that's the foam on the top, is really creamy and thick. It also tastes quite bitter.
I once heard someone talking about shandy. What's that? Okay, well, I think I'd better play safe and have a lager, please.
I recommend Beck's. It's a German lager, which is usually the best.
That sounds fine.
Draft or bottle?
What does draft mean?
It's on tap. That means it's pumped up from a barrel in the bar.
Okay, draft.
Pint or half pint?
What is usually drunk?
Oh, a pint, of course. That's just over half a liter.
Right then. I'll have a pint of draft Beck's lager, please.
Good. I'm getting quite a thirst now. Barman, a pint of draft Beck's and a pint of draft bitter, please. Very well, Samuel. Welcome to Britain and cheers.
Cheers.